Leviticus, chapter 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land which I give you, then the land will keep a Sabbath to Yahweh. 6 years you will sow your field, and 6 years you will prune your vineyard, and gather in its fruits. But in the seventh year will be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to Yahweh, you will neither sow your field, nor prune your vineyard. That which grows of itself of your harvest you will not reap, and the grapes of your undressed vine you will not gather, it will be a year of solemn rest for the land. And the Sabbath of the land will be for food for you, and for your male slave and for your female slave, and for your hired worker and for your stranger, who sojourn with you. And for your cattle, and for the beasts that are in your land, will all its increase be for food. And you will number 7 Sabbaths of years to yourself, 7 times 7 years, and there will be to you the days of 7 Sabbaths of years, even 49 years. Then you will send abroad the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement you will send abroad the trumpet throughout all your land. And you will hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants, it will be a jubilee to you, and you will return every man to his possession, and you will return every man to his family. A jubilee will that 50th year be to you, you will not sow, neither reap that which grows of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of the undressed vines. For it is a jubilee, it will be holy to you, you will eat its increase out of the field. In this year of jubilee you will return every man to his possession. And if you sell anything to your associate, or buy from your associate, you will not wrong one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee you will buy of your associate, and according to the number of years of the crops he will sell to you. According to the multitude of the years you will increase its price, and according to the fewness of the years you will diminish the price of it, for the number of the crops he sells to you. And you will not wrong a man and his associate, but you will fear your God, for I am Yahweh your God, therefore you will do my statutes, and keep my ordinances and do them, and you will dwell in the land in safety. And the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill, and dwell in it in safety. And if you will say, What shall we eat the seventh year? Look, we will not sow, nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth fruit for the 3 years. And you will sow the 8th year, and eat of the fruits, the old store, until the 9th year, until its fruits come in, you will eat the old store. And the land will not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the land of your possession you will grant a redemption for the land. If your brother is waxed poor, and sells some of his possession, then his kinsman who is next to him will come, and will redeem that which his brother has sold. And if a man has no one to redeem it, and he is waxed rich and finds enough to redeem it, then let him reckon the years of its sale, and restore the surplus to the man to whom he sold it, and he will return to his possession. But if he is not able to get it back for himself, then that which he has sold will remain in the hand of him who has bought it until the year of Jubilee, and in the Jubilee it will go out, and he will return to his possession. And if a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold, for a full year he will have the right of redemption. And if it is not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city will be made sure in perpetuity to him who bought it, throughout his generations, it will not go out in the jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them will be reckoned with the fields of the country, they may be redeemed, and they will go out in the jubilee. Nevertheless the cities of the Levites, the houses of the cities of their possession, the Levites may redeem at any time. And when one of the Levites redeems, the house that was sold, in the city of his possession, will go out in the jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the sons of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. And if your brother is waxed poor, and his hand fails with you, then you will uphold him, as a stranger who is a sojourner he will live with you. Take no interest of him or increase, but fear your God, that your brother may live with you. You will not give him your silver on interest, nor give him your victuals for increase. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. And if your brother is waxed poor with you, and sells himself to you, you will not make him to serve as a slave. As a hired worker, and as a sojourner, he will be with you, he will serve with you to the year of Jubilee. And then he will go out from you, he and his sons with him, and then will return to his own family, and to the possession of his fathers he will return. For they are my slaves, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, they will not be sold as a slave. You will not rule over him with rigor, but will fear your God. And as for your male slave, and your female slave, whom you will have, of the nations that are round about you, of them you will buy a male slave and a female slave. Moreover, of the sons of the strangers who sojourn among you, of them you will buy, and of their families who are with you, which they have begotten in your land, and they will be your possession. And you will make them an inheritance for your sons after you, to hold for a possession, of them you will take your slaves forever, but over your brothers the sons of Israel you will not rule, one over another, with rigor. And if a stranger who is a sojourner with you is waxed rich, and your brother is waxed poor beside him, and sells himself to a stranger who is a sojourner with you, or to the stock of the stranger's family. After he is sold he may be redeemed, one of his brothers may redeem him. Or his uncle, or his uncle's son, may redeem him, or any who is near of kin to him of his family may redeem him, or if he is waxed rich, he may redeem himself. And he will reckon with him who bought him from the year that he sold himself to him to the year of Jubilee, and the price in silver of his sale will be according to the number of years, according to the time of a hired worker he will be with him. If there are yet many years, according to them he will give back the price of his redemption out of the silver that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years to the year of Jubilee, then he will reckon with him, according to his years he will give back the price of his redemption. As a worker hired year by year he will be with him, he will not rule with rigor over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed by these means, then he will go out in the year of Jubilee, he, and his sons with him. For to me the sons of Israel are slaves, they are my slaves whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, I am Yahweh your God.